You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Be Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Greetings and welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That's Perez. How do you do, kind sir?
You're a little too slow. We got to speed it up because we have so much to get to today. Oh my God. I'm talking Meghan and Harry, Justin Timberlake, Taylor and Travis, Britney Spears, Alyssa Milano, Nicki Minaj, and more. But first, I thankfully didn't. I'll slow it down a little bit. It's just such a big show. Thankfully, I did nothing this weekend except for work. But I do want to share one thing, and I don't know what the solution is. I love Las Vegas, almost everything, but there's one thing I hate about Vegas. You might think LA has bad drivers. Vegas has the worst drivers. And not only that, so many of them are drunk or high. Like every freaking day I see a news article about somebody that died or got injured because of an impaired driver. And the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department wants to install red light cameras, and the Review Journal, the newspaper here, posted about it. And so many people were against that idea. They think, oh, it's just a way to make money from people. Well, I'm like, if it will deter in a little, just a little bit, then that's a good thing. Like, it's just out of control. Yeah. That's it. Did you watch the game yesterday? Did you do anything this weekend?
Well, there were two games and I watched them both. Yeah.
You watched both?
Well, of course, the championship game. The Lions blew a 17-point lead. Oh, I'm sick for the city of Detroit. I'm sick for you if that's where you live. They've never been to a Super Bowl, Perez. They've never been.
Eminem was there. I saw that.
Yeah, he was flipping off 49er fans. That was pretty good.
Wow. I didn't know they'd never been to the Super Bowl. Why would you be a Lions fan if they've sucked for decades?
You know, you're a fan of, you know, kind of where you're from. You know, I'm a Steeler fan. I grew up in the area, so I'll be a Steeler fan my whole life. It's just the way the NFL works, you know?
Oh, man, how embarrassing. I feel sad for Detroit. Your team sucks. Well, I did not watch the games, but I watched all of the Taylor Swift of it all. So that was very exciting for me. And Las Vegas is also amped that Taylor Swift will be here. She is going to fly out from Japan to Vegas because she can make it happen. She has a show there on Saturday night, okay? Mm-hmm. And there is a 16-hour time difference from Las Vegas to Japan. So if she leaves immediately after her show on Saturday, she'll arrive to Las Vegas on Saturday. Like she'll have half a day or an entire day, almost three quarters of a day, to just get glammed up, sleep, whatever she wants to do. So she will be there. Very exciting. I loved seeing her on the field after they won, and not even just sharing a kiss, but just the embrace, her lovingly patting him on the back, her showing off the jewelry that he bought her. She was wearing this adorable diamond bracelet that he bought for her that had their initials, TNT. Oh, how cute, TNT. And she was wearing a ring that had 87 on it, which is not the year she was born, but it's his jersey number. And, you know, in addition to all of that, many of us hardcore Swifties, of which I am a part of, think that Taylor Swift gave us an Easter egg with her hair, because that was Reputation era hair, and Reputation is going to be the next re-release.
That was Reputation era hair?
It was. It was.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not. Those who know, know.
That looks like what she looked like on Folklore, or in Folklore, any of the studio sessions that she was in, with the kind of curly in the front.
It was literally the Reputation tour hair. You didn't go to
you
that
tour.
You
guys all need to get a life. I got to be honest with
no,
you.
No, it's an Easter egg. Okay. She did it for the fans.
Enough Easter eggs.
Whatever. Anyways, congratulations to them all. Very exciting. And excited for the Super Bowl action here in Vegas. Mm-hmm. All right. On to another pop superstar. I feel like nobody even cares about Sam Asghari anymore, except for Sam Asghari, but
I don't think anybody cared about him when he was with her.
Probably. He is dragging out this divorce. You know, that should have been handled really quickly, especially because they have a prenup, but no.
Yeah, they don't have kids either.
Exactly. Brittany and Sam are still married. Why? He is fighting the prenup. He believes that he's entitled to more money, and he's trying to get it. So we'll see what happens there.
Usually that goes into arbitration, and someone, Brittany, will end up paying for that because he doesn't have any of his own fucking money. What a shakedown.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes it's just cheaper to give him more money than to pay arbitration, you know?
Yeah, because you're going to be paying a lawyer or someone in the system anyhow, so you may as well just fork it over. It sucks. You know, it should be just cut and dry. You signed this, here's your number, goodbye. It should just be done. That's why you did it in the first place.
I know. Anyways, in more Britney-related news, some Britney fans are like, hello, like clockwork, yet again worried about her because of her erratic behavior on Instagram. Y'all, that's just her normal. It's okay. She's expressing herself. She, you know, is enjoying the art of interpretive dance and getting some cardio in. However, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, there are some conspiracy theorists that believe that Britney was hacked yesterday. I'm not one of them. Over the weekend, Britney Spears kind of apologized for her memoir. She literally apologized, actually. She said, quote, I want to apologize for some of the things I wrote about in my book. If I offended any of the people I genuinely care about, I am deeply sorry. I also wanted to say I am in love with Justin Timberlake's new song, Selfish. It's so good. And how come every time I see Justin and Jimmy together, I laugh so hard? P.S. Sanctified is wow, too. So some people are thinking that Justin Timberlake might have hacked Britney's Instagram.
I don't think that's a possibility even, but okay. Like he would write that, of all things.
I don't think so either, but I do, and this is not me being a conspiracy theorist. I actually believe that over the last few days, Justin Timberlake reached out to Britney Spears. To me, that's the only way to interpret that statement. Why else would she have written what she wrote when she wrote it?
Nah, I don't think he reached out at all. I don't think he's anywhere near that situation. He knows what she is and what that is and how volatile it is. No way. I think she can read the tea leaves online, and she's not completely off the reservation so much that she doesn't see what's happening and what's been going on in her name. And I think she even feels that it's unfair, because it is. You know, it's just salty fans that have a weird investment in things that happened to her 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, it's all stupid. And I think even she realizes how stupid it is. Like, she's even smarter than her stupid fans.
No. Yeah, I love Britney, but you're giving her too much credit.
Okay, what do you think is more likely? That Justin Timberlake or somebody else hacked her account?
No, not hacked her account, but he reached out to her because things are not in his favor right now.
No.
And he knows
First of all, yes, they are.
No,
his song
not.
Is great and nobody cares. They're not in his favor with dumb Britney fans. Do you think anybody really cares? No one cares.
Yes.
No one cares.
The general public.
Okay. General public is just driving down the street and listening to the radio, and it comes on and they either like it or not.
You're wrong again. The general public streams music. With GP, with the general public, the general population who stream music, Justin's new song has flopped. Last time I checked, on the debut weekend, on Sunday, it was at number 44 on Spotify and 68 on Apple Music.
He's not whatever YG rapper that drops some song that you've never heard of. He's not that. He just has a fan base of older women at this point.
Well, he was on SNL this weekend. Very little buzz. In fact, the buzz that it did generate was negative.
8 people watch SNL.
All right.
That is not a barometer for anything.
The Atlantic, the publication The Atlantic, posted this about Justin's appearance on SNL. Quote, an appearance by Justin Timberlake on Saturday Night Live used to be an event, but his depleted status in the pop cultural universe was hard to ignore on his recent turn as a musical guest on the show, writes Esther Zuckerman, the TV critic.
I don't disagree with the sentence of that. I mean, he's walked away from music. Time has passed him by. He should have kept creating and doing things. I don't know if he thinks that, like, oh, I'll just put something out and people will care. Man of the Woods was a stiff. His last album was a complete bomb. It all goes back to the music. And you and me, we listened to the song and we were like, you know, it's a kind of a throwback to what he did. And it did kind of what I expected it to do. It is what it is. I don't think it's like this new hot saving top 40 kind of song. I don't think it was ever that. I don't think he's ever going to be that again.
I think he should actually go and do a Vegas residency. That'd be great for him.
You're probably right. You know what? Those people have money and they would travel. And if he did a tight show and did a few months, people would flock to that because he has fans.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to his last show at the Forum. It sold out. He has fans. They all were over 40, though. But you know what I mean? There wasn't a young person to be found. And that was, what, 7, 8 years ago? They're all 7, 8 years older now.
Yeah.
He's given them no reason to have young people following him.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Megan Thee Stallion released a new song that alluded to Nicki Minaj, so much so that Nicki Minaj got all hung up on Megan Thee Stallion and was tweeting up a storm all weekend long.
Really?
Even though Megan didn't directly name Nicki. And like, I don't even care like what the fuck she said. Rap beefs are so boring to me because it's like 80% fake.
Right.
But Nicki wrote it and she like I do love this. Like surprised release a response track. But it's so petty. It's like, whatever happened to women supporting women? I guess not in hip-hop. The song's called Bigfoot. And in reference, it mentions how Megan was shot in the foot by Tory Lanez and on. Oh, God. I mean, it's kind of funny, but also lame at the same time.
Point Nikki.
I mean, to her credit, though, I think that Megan Thee Stallion song is going to be a hit. And she didn't have to sample an old ass song and like remake it, you know?
Because she had that one song, the Cyndi Lauper song. I was like, you're just basically saying a couple things over a song that's already a hit.
Yeah. It's like she can't have a hit without that. Point to Megan, okay? Speaking of Megans, from one Megan to another, Meghan Markle upset a lot of people in the UK, as she does regularly, because she and Prince Harry went down to the premiere of a movie in Jamaica. This Bob Marley film had its premiere down there, and a lot of royal watchers thought that it was an intentional diss at King Charles and insensitive, especially given the king's recent health situation with the enlarged prostate. Why? Americans may not get this, but the Prime Minister of Jamaica wants to separate from the UK because Jamaica is still part of the Commonwealth, part of the monarchy.
It's like how Anguilla is owned by the French and the Dutch and they split it. But I didn't know if it's still part of the monarchy.
Yeah, the Prime Minister of Jamaica wants to cut all ties.
He wants to peel off, huh?
Yeah, and a lot of these royal watchers are reading into it. Or they just wanted a fucking vacation to Jamaica, you know? Like, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, it's a Bob Marley film. I'll take a trip to Jamaica to see a movie. Why not?
Don't go to the Bahamas, though. I read something that there's been, like, I think close to 20 murders of U.S. tourists in the Bahamas?
I haven't been to the Bahamas in decades.
Scary times. Alyssa Milano, the iconic TV actress, upset a lot of sensitive souls when she took to social media to help fundraise for her son's baseball team. She sent out a very innocuous post saying, "My son's baseball team is raising money for their Cooperstown trip. Any amount would be so greatly appreciated. You can read more about the team and make a donation here." Mm-hmm. And then a lot of folks are like, "Why don't you just pay for it all?" Blah, 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 blah. I mean, maybe she can't afford to pay for all those kids to go on a trip with chaperones, you know, and airfare and hotel. Like, that's probably $20,000-$40,000.
And look, I get it on her side of things. Look, if the moms and all the other crazy, batshit crazy rich people, you know, and I guess not everyone in the league is probably rich.
She probably lives in the valley, and not everybody in the valley is loaded.
Look, if they all decided that they're going to do the Facebook thing and she doesn't do it, she looks kind of like an asshole. You know what I mean? Like, she's not participating. She's trying to be like everybody else.
Exactly.
Which I totally understand. But I can also understand you're going to take flack. So for her, this is a not even a risk, because here we are talking about Alyssa Milano and no one's ever talking about Alyssa Milano. So, you know, this isn't a horrible thing for her.
Well, I love Alyssa Milano and people talk about her more than like Jennifer Love Hewitt. Okay.
Well, it's because of her politics and things like that. But I believe she has a clothing line attached to MLB and she's like a multi-millionaire from it.
Oh, I don't know about that, but she responded to all this backlash that she was getting, and she says, quote, "I'm getting media inquiries about whether I have financially contributed to my son's baseball team. I've paid for uniforms for the entire team and coaches, thrown birthday parties, and sponsor any kid who can't afford monthly dues. The kids also do fundraising themselves, car washes, movie nights, and many other fun things. Thank you to all who have contributed to the GoFundMe. You made things easier for these boys and their families."
She's not in the wrong. It's the internet. People are going to throw shade her way because that's what they do.
Yeah.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
I did not participate in this. I've grown up, but a lot of you folks out there, and I'm not saying our listeners, but a lot of the general public are hypocrites and shady bitches.
Okay, now you're talking my language.
Kylie Jenner was in Paris recently for Paris Fashion Week. This one video went viral where people really just started commenting on her face and her appearance, saying things like, oh my God, she looks like she's 35. She's 26 years old. Mm-hmm. And I was under the impression that to say somebody looks old or comment on all the work she got done was mean and inappropriate, and we're not supposed to do that anymore. Yet so many people on social media were doing just that.
Right, but they're Kardashians.
So it's okay to attack her?
I don't think any of them are attacking her, but this is their currency to be talked about in any way.
Yeah, but come on.
In any form, in any situation. It's all that they have. So, yes, they welcome
it. No. You think Kylie...
Do you think they want sunshine blown up their ass all day long?
No.
Because that would get them nowhere.
But do you think Kylie Jenner, who obviously has a lot of insecurity and issues with her physical appearance because she... for many, many years has gone to great lengths to change it. Do you think these kinds of comments are going to make her feel good? No, they're not.
Well, she doesn't have to read them.
She's aware of them. She was trending in a major way.
The Kardashians, they do all this stuff so we talk about them. Or the people talk about them. It's their currency.
She didn't try to look bad on purpose. And I don't even think she looked bad.
She didn't look bad.
Exactly. I don't think she looked bad.
I am more perplexed to how she gets her lips to look so giant. And they look real. And I know those aren't her lips because I've seen pictures of her lips when she was a kid. Her lips were like mine. Now they're like plumped and big. Like, how do you make your lips? And do you talk differently because your lips are blown up now?
It's just the right amount of filler. Listen, if this were the Patreon show, I might share some different thoughts. But it's not.
Okay.
Sign up for our Patreon, though. Patreon.com/Perez Hilton.
By the way, I'm just curious. I'm not throwing any judgment. I didn't say she looked old or anything, but I know that's not what she looks like.
I'll revisit this on the Patreon on Thursday. All right. Some sad news. Jay Leno's wife, Mavis, has been diagnosed and is suffering from dementia. Oh. And things are so bad, actually, that Jay, who's been married to her for over 40 years, they have no children. He's filed for a conservatorship over her, and she's just 77 years old. I don't know. When I turn 50, like, I'm going to start, I'm cool now. I'm going to turn 46 in March, but I've only got like 4 years left. After 50, it's like, shit, fuck. Shit's real. I mean, shit's always real. Like, you get hit by a drunk driver in Las Vegas, but...
Bring that full circle.
I know. 77 years young. It feels too young. Other upsetting, dark, awful news. Vince McMahon has resigned as the head of WWE following, yet again, more allegations of inappropriate behavior with female employees. But what I find interesting is, didn't this happen a few years ago as well?
Wasn't it something with his wife, or am I nuts?
No, that was Dana White at UFC.
Oh, you're right. It's Dana White. My apologies.
Yeah. Vince had, I think, very similar allegations a few years ago. Took a temporary leave from WWE. His daughter started to run it. And then now It's like it's, you know, deja vu.
Did you see that the WWE Monday Night Raw, it's like one of the most successful, or maybe it's Friday night. One of the two, I want to say it's Monday Night Raw though, is moving to streaming.
Oh.
And it's a huge billions of dollar move. And it just shows you like everybody is going to streaming.
Like on their own platform, like the WWE platform?
No, I think they're taking it to... Shit, I know which one it is. It'll hit me in a second.
Netflix, starting January of 2025. $5 billion deal. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? And so I think they do a Friday night show as well. That'll stay on cable or wherever it is now. But, you know, it's got a toe tag on it. It's probably heading to streaming too. I mean, everyone is going there.
Well, it's definitely smart of Netflix because they would spend so much money on their shows and some of them would be duds. At least with this, it's like a guaranteed win.
I mean, it's starting to look like your new cable bill. You know what I mean? I mean, the cable bill used to be $70, $80 and you got Netflix staring at $20 already. Like, how much time do you really spend on Netflix? It's precarious. Oh, and since we're talking television, I'm watching the new Sofia Vergara show, Griselda, what's her name? Blanco.
Yeah.
And it is phenomenal.
I heard that. Yeah.
Four or five in. Everybody's good in it. It's just such a great story. And I just love how it opens. It starts with a quote and it said, "I was afraid of no man except for one. And that man was a woman. Her name was Griselda Blanco. Pablo Escobar." Really, really good.
I heard that. A friend of mine was telling me as well. They watched it. So that's two people I know that
it's great.
Highly recommend.
It's really an exciting and fun watch. And she's so good.
In other wacky news, rapper Jeezy and TV personality Jeannie Mai are involved in a very bitter divorce. So much so, you know, she accused him of cheating on her, et cetera, et cetera. She, like Sam Asghari, is now trying to invalidate their prenup. Jeannie Mai has asked a judge not to enforce the prenup, claiming she wasn't given sufficient time before their wedding to review it.
Then don't sign it.
Yeah. She claims that they began negotiations for the agreement only 5 days before their wedding.
Hmm.
Good point. Don't sign it.
That's something you take care of before you get married.
SAG has basically confirmed and bolstered what I said not that long ago about this whole Alec Baldwin situation. The Screen Actors Guild is defending Alec Baldwin and the recent charges against him for involuntary manslaughter. SAG says, quote, "An actor's job is not to be a firearms or weapons expert. Performers train to perform, and they are not required or expected to be experts on guns or experienced in their use."
Yeah.
There you go. Somebody brought her up recently, Michelle Trachtenberg, saying they don't think she's well and that she's behaving erratically and that she doesn't look healthy.
Yeah, I saw that on the message board of the Patreon.
Well, Michelle Trachtenberg is responding and saying she's just older now. You know, she's 38. She's not 14 anymore. And that she's healthy, she says, you know, and that she's pale. But she claims all is good. I don't have any insider information on what's going on there. But, you know, I wish her well. More wacky news. Politicians in Florida want to make social media illegal for anyone under the age of 16, even if they have parental approval. This is being spearheaded by Republicans there. And I just find that very interesting because I thought Republicans wanted less government intervention in your lives, and now they want to intervene in the parenting of others.
I don't know where you got this, that the Republicans want less government. Where did you get that? They want control of a woman's body. That seems like a lot of government to me.
But that's one of their tenets.
That's just some bullshit that they tell people.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're right. In more wacky news, I forget if it was on the Patreon show or the regular show, but we talked about it twice because we even had people calling in on it. But obviously, our podcast is very impactful and people listen and other podcasters steal from us because we were talking about, you know, the craziness with Sephora and specifically, you know, young people using it. And now I've seen so many people having that conversation elsewhere.
I went to the mall over the holidays, if you'll recall, and I just kind of told the whole story of what the fuck was going on in there and how I didn't really understand it. I don't understand what young women are up to or what they're doing or
real young.
Yeah. What's happening. And boy, you're right. I mean, I saw that conversation almost verbatim on another podcast and I sent it to Perez and he just started laughing. He's like, people are ripping us off. I'm like, yeah, apparently so.
I love it. Some couples news, Tom Brady and Irina Shayk. For those of you who have not been paying attention, have gotten back together after breaking up, after getting back together, after breaking up. So right now they're back together.
Okay.
And one last story before we get to calls. But before that, a thank you to some of our Patreon supporters who gave us topic suggestions for today. Thank you to Cecilia Papesh, Crystal Fox, David Hayes, Lexi, Marie Sloan, Veronica M., and Victoria Sanchez. And finally, from one model to another, and her relationship, Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper continue to be dating and taking their love overseas. Gigi and Bradley were spotted in London holding hands and being very much a couple. So congrats to them. Let's take a call or two.
Hey, it's Sarah from New York. The Daily Mail really seems to want me to care about Nicola's health. But I'm so sure, like 100% sure, that I remember years and years ago, Perez, you had a post on your site about how she was a nightmare, did something bad. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But I just saw that her age is 29, so she must have been a child at the time. Am I imagining this?
No. Okay, first of all, some context. Nicola Peltz is married to Brooklyn Beckham, so it makes a lot of sense that the Daily Mail would talk about her because they're a UK publication and they cover UK celebrities way more than Americans.
Right.
They still cover American celebs too, but obviously Posh and Becks are...
Beckham's a big deal there.
Yeah, they're A-listers there. In the US, they're like maybe A-, but over there, they're A+, okay?
They're super A, yeah.
Yeah, they're super A. So their son is going to be written about, and he is married to Nicola Peltz, and she is the daughter of a billionaire, and both are accurate. I think that a long time ago, you know, she was a model and just had a bad reputation, but also recently, there were stories about the wedding and her being a nightmare during the wedding planning, and they had to fire the wedding planner and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, there you go.
Hey, guys. This is Jen from Washington State, a longtime listener, Patreon subscriber, all that stuff. Love you guys. Anyways, I heard on the podcast today talking about Lindsay Lohan, fire crotch situation.
Thank you.
And Booker's like, I don't get why she's upset. I totally understand because when the term came out, like, it was used to make fun of her. It was, you know, Paris Hilton and Brandon, like, being assholes to her and whatever. And it can be upsetting to even hear it, you know, however many years later. I have a friend, she was a big girl in high school and she'd kind of charge at us when she'd see us and come running over. And she eventually got the nickname of Steamroller because as a big girl running at you, they're like, oh, she's going to roll us over. We went to a reunion and ran into, obviously, you know, classmates from way back in the day, and someone came up to her like, oh, hey, Steamroller, how's it going?
Jesus Christ.
And instantly, like, the light went out of her eyes.
Aww.
You know? And
yeah, what an asshole move. I mean, you're talking about her weight. I'm not saying that it was appropriate. I'm just, when you dive into the whole, like, fire crotch, the whole thing doesn't really seem that offensive to me when you're a redhead. It's a terrible diss.
You're a guy. You're not a woman.
Clearly. But thank you, guys. We need more calls. Good ones.
800-721-1185. Give us a call. Hopefully, we'll see you all on patreon.com/Perez Hilton.
Deal.
All right. Have a good week, everybody. See some of you Thursday or all of you. Bye.
Please, all of you. Bye-bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.